This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian authorities are now opening up to the enlistment offices near Russia's borders in an apparent effort to intercept Russian men of fighting age who are trying to avoid going to be called up to fight in Ukraine. A Saratov regional official said a new draft office opened on Thursday at a checkpoint on Russia's border with Kazakhstan. Another military installment was to open at a crossing in the southern Astrakhan region, also on the border with Kazakhstan. Earlier this week, makeshift Russian draft officers were set up near a border crossing into Georgia and on Russia's border with Finland. Russian officials said that they would hand call up notices to all eligible men who were trying to leave their country. Russia has planned to annex more Ukraine on Friday in an escalation of the seven-month war that was expected to isolate the Kremlin further, draw more international punishment and punishment, and then, of course, bring Ukraine extra military, political, and economic support. The annexation and planned celebratory concerts and rallies in Moscow and the occupied territories would come just after the voters supposedly approved Moscow managed referendums. The Ukrainian and Western officials have denounced this as an illegal motion and saying that it forced and rigged. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Norway say that several people in a violent crowd accepted and attempted to enter the Iranian embassy in Oslo. We get more details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Scuffles broke out and rocks were thrown at officers, and police said 90 people were detained. A crowd on Thursday had gathered outside the diplomatic mission in Oslo to protest the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in custody in Iran. She died September 16th after being detained by Iran's police. Police in the Norwegian capital said many people were behaving violently at Thursday's demonstration. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
South Korea, U.S., and Japanese warships have launched their first anti-submarine drills in 5 years after the North renewed ballistic missile tests this week. South Korea says Friday's one-day trilateral training off the Korean Peninsula's east coast is meant to cope with a North Korean push to advance its ability to fire missiles from submarines. North Korea has been building bigger submarines, including a nuclear-powered one, and testing sophisticated missiles that it can be fired from them in recent years. The North's recent 5 missile launches, the first such test in a month, also came before and after U.S. President Kamala Harris reports and visits. Mexico has now become the world's deadliest country for environmental activists, according to a new global survey. VOA's Diane Roberts with details.
A report released by non-governmental group Global Witness claims 54 activists were killed in Mexico in 2021 alone. The Yaqui indigenous people of northern Mexico are still mourning the killing of water defense leader Tomas Rojo, found dead in June 2021. Rojo's body was found half-buried near the town of Vicam nearly 3 weeks after he disappeared. Rojo's father says his son's killing changed his life forever. Activist Cesar Cota says he will carry on Rojas's legacy despite the odds. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And we are recapping the top story. Russian authorities have been opening more military enlistment offices near Russia's borders in an apparent effort to intercept Russian men who are being called to fight in Ukraine and avoid being called up. More at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.